think Mr. Eugene said we kind of need to take up offering today, too.
We're going to sing, Andy and I are, a Hallelujah Christmas. And I just want to let you know that maybe you don't know, but the word Hallelujah means praise the Lord. So if you want to praise the Lord, raise your hand, shout, whatever, please do. This baby boy who came to earth to bring us joy, and I just want to sing this song for you. It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift. With every breath I'm singing hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. A couple came to Bethlehem, expecting child, they searched the inn to find a place for you were coming soon. There was no room for them to stay, so in a manger filled with hay, God's only son was born. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shepherds left their flocks by night to see this baby wrapped in light. A host of angels led them all to you. It was just as the angel said, you'll find him in a manger bed. Emmanuel and Savior, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. A star shone bright up in the east to Bethlehem. The wise men three came many miles and journeyed long for you. And to the place at which you were, the frankincense and gold and myrrh they gave to you and cried out, hallelujah. Baby boy would grow to be a man and one day die for me and you. My sins would drive the nails in him. That rugged cross was my cross too. Still every breath you sang was hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
you'd like to read along too, you can flip in your Bibles to Luke 1:26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin exposed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among men. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give him unto the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And you can flip over now to Luke 2, 1 if you would like. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph went also, went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which was called Bethlehem, because he was out of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days that were accomplished, that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Luke 2:8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.
Thank you. to the world the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature sing. Truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love.
Luke 2:15. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go into Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told unto them concerning this child. And all that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
They told me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, a newborn king to see, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. to lay before the King. Pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. So to honor him, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, when we come. Little baby, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, I am a poor boy too, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. I have no gift to bring, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. That's fit to give our King, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. Shall I play for you, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, on my drum? Mary nodded, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. The ox and lamb kept time, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. I played my drum for him, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. I played my best for him, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. Then he smiled at me, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, me and my drum. They told me, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, a newborn king to see, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, me and my drum. Me and my drum.
Be in Matthew chapter number 2. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also.
Star of Bethlehem, shining apart.
back in Matthew 2 and verse 9. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way.
Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and the name and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Never changes. He is and he will always be. He is who he is. That's what his name Jehovah even means. Means I am. Yahweh means he is. He's God.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is.
He is. Judge, Creator.
Yahweh, Lord Jehovah.
El Elyon, the Most High God.
Adonai, Lord, Master.
El Shaddai, Lord God Almighty.
El Olam, the Everlasting God, the God of Eternity, the God of the Universe, the God of Ancient Days.
He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide.
He is the Shiloh, the Peacemaker.
Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals.
Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner, the Lord my miracle.
He is Kenah, jealous.
He is Jehovah Emkadosh, the Lord who sanctifies you, the Lord who makes holy.
He is a star.
A scepter out of Israel.
The accursed of God.
The captain of the host of the Lord.
Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace.
Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of powers.
The rock of my salvation.
My salvation.
He is the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds.
He is the day's man.
The interpreter.
My rock and my redeemer.
He is crowned, the crown of pure gold.
The most blessed forever.
He is the forsaken.
A worm and no man.
He is Jehovah Ra.
He is my restorer.
The King of glory.
He who sitteth king forever.
He is a stranger and an alien.
My strong rock.
My rock and my fortress.
Fairer than the children of men.
The rock that is higher than I.
The rock of my strength.
The rock of habitation.
He is as rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth.
The rock of my heart.
The shield.
The rock of my refuge.
A king and priest after the order of Melchizedek.
A brother born for adversity.
The friend that loveth at all times.
A stone of grace.
A friend that sticketh closer than the brother.
He is as ointment poured forth.
My well-beloved.
A bundle of myrrh.
A cluster of henna blooms.
The rose of Sharon.
He is the lily of the valley.
Lily of the valley.
The chiefest among 10,000.
His countenance is as Lebanon.
Yea, he is altogether lovely.
He is my beloved and my friend.
He is holy, holy, holy.
He's a sanctuary.
The great light.
A son given.
The mighty God.
The Father of eternity.
He is a child born.
The Prince of Peace.
An ensign of the people.
The nail fastened in a sure place.
A strength to the poor.
Strength. A strength to the needy in distress.
A shadow from the heat.
A refuge from the storm.
He is the rock of ages.
A crown of glory and beauty.
He is a stone.
A triad stone.
A covert from the tempest.
From the tempest.
He is as rivers of water in a dry place.
As the shadow of a great rock in a weary land.
As a hiding place from the wind.
He is
the king in his beauty.
My leader.
The everlasting.
The everlasting God.
He is mine elect, in whom my soul delighted.
He is a light of the Gentiles.
The covenant of the people.
The polished shaft.
Glorious.
He is the Holy One of Israel.
He is a man of sorrows.
Despised.
He is rejected.
He is stricken.
Smitten.
He is wounded.
Bruised.
He is oppressed.
He is
my portion,
my maker,
my husband.
He's the God of the whole earth.
The witness to his people.
The leader.
The commander.
The redeemer.
He is mighty.
He is my physician.
Jehovah Sidkenu, the Lord our righteousness.
David, their king.
Their king.
My resting place.
My feeder.
The plant of renown.
Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there.
He is the prince of princes.
The Messiah.
The prince.
The strength of the children of Israel.
The hope of thy people.
The ruler.
He is king over all the earth.
He is a refiner's fire.
Fuller's soap.
My refiner.
My purifier.
Purifier.
Son of righteousness.
He is Jesus, Yeshua, salvation.
Emmanuel.
God with us.
He is born as the king of the Jews.
He is a governor.
The Nazarene.
Nazarene.
The bridegroom.
He is meek, lowly.
He is the one of whom the Father says, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased.
The Son of the living God.
Jesus.
The Christ.
The rock.
The builder.
The prophet of Nazareth.
He is betrayed.
Mocked. Crucified.
The Holy One of God.
My brother.
The carpenter.
And his life is a ransom.
He is the Son of the Blessed.
The Son of the Highest.
God my Savior.
The horn of salvation.
The dayspring from on high.
A Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
The salvation of God.
He is the glory of thy people Israel.
Lord of the Sabbath.
My healer.
The Christ of God.
My servant.
The chosen of God.
He is risen.
He is risen.
A prophet mighty in deed and word.
He is the Word.
The Word that was with God.
The Word that was God.
The light of men.
The true light.
The Word that was made flesh.
is the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father.
The Lamb of God.
My teacher.
The gift of God.
He is Messiah.
Bread of God.
The bread of life.
He is my meat.
My drink.
The light of the world.
The door of the sheep.
The good shepherd that laid down his life.
The scent of the Father.
He is the resurrection.
The king of the daughter of Zion.
The corn of wheat.
He is the light.
The light.
My Lord, Master.
My example.
He is the way.
The truth.
The life.
The vine.
Scourged.
Crowned with a crown of thorns.
Crucified as the King of the Jews.
He is exalted.
Glorified.
The Holy One and the Just.
The Prince of Life.
The Anointed.
The Prince and His Savior.
He is Lord Jesus.
He is Lord of all.
The Judge.
Jesus of Nazareth.
The Mercy Seat.
Jesus Christ our Lord.
He is the firstborn among many brethren.
Over all, God blessed forever.
Lord over all.
The Deliverer.
Lord both of the dead and living.
The Minister of the Circumcision.
He is my wisdom.
My righteousness.
My sanctification.
My redemption.
He is the foundation.
My Passover.
That spiritual rock.
The head of every man.
The first fruits of them that slept.
He is the last Adam.
The quickening spirit.
The image of God.
His unspeakable gift.
My peace.
He is the offering.
He is the sacrifice.
The head over all things to the church.
He is he that filleth all in all.
He is a servant who humbled himself unto death, even death on a cross.
He is the Lord Jesus Christ.
The image of the invisible God.
The firstborn of every creature.
Creator of all things.
The firstborn from the dead.
The head of the body, the church.
The head of all principalities and powers.
He is my all in all.
He is our Lord Jesus Christ himself.
He is Lord of peace.
He is our Lord of hope.
He is God manifest in the flesh.
He is the justified.
The mediator.
The righteous judge.
The great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
He is obedient and his throne is forever and ever.
And ever.
He is the upholder of all things.
The express image of his person.
The brightness of his glory.
He is Jesus Christ.
Same yesterday, today, and forever.
The shepherd of the sheep.
The great shepherd that was brought again from the dead.
He is a minister of the sanctuary.
And of the true tabernacle.
And his flesh is the veil which was rent in two.
He is the altar.
The offerer.
The forerunner.
For us.
Entered even Jesus.
He is the priest.
The priest.
The high priest.
The great high priest.
The intercessor.
The surety.
The covenanter.
He is.
The captive salvation.
The author and finisher of faith.
The king of righteousness.
The king of peace.
He is crowned with glory and honor.
He is the
tempted, the merciful,
the faithful.
He is holy, harmless,
undefiled.
He is the shepherd.
He is the perfect.
He is my helper.
The lamb without blemish
and without spot.
The living stone.
He's a
chief cornerstone.
He is a precious stone.
He is guileless.
He is revival.
He is the
chief shepherd
that shall again appear.
Today's talk,
my Savior.
He is the word of life.
He is the life.
He is that eternal life which was with the Father.
He is Jesus Christ,
the righteous,
the Savior of the world,
the true God,
the advocate.
He is the advocate.
The advocate.
He is
Jesus Christ.
He is
the first begotten of the dead.
He is
the prince of the kings of the earth.
He is
the Almighty,
which is,
which was,
which is to come.
He is
the beginning and the ending.
He is
the Alpha and the Omega.
He is
the first and the last.
He is
he
that liveth.
He is
the tree of life.
He is
the hidden manna.
He is
the faithful and the true witness.
He is
amen.
He is
the beginning of the creation of God. He is
the Lion of the tribe.
Jesus, the mere mention of his name, can calm the storm, heal the broken, and raise the dead. In the name of Jesus, I've seen sin-hardened men melted, derelicts transformed, the lights of hope put back in the eyes of a hopeless child. In the name of Jesus, hatred and bitterness turn to love, and forgiveness, arguments cease. I've heard a mother softly breathe his name at the side of the bedside of a child delirious with fever, and I've watched that little body grow quiet and that fevered brow cool. Sat beside a dying saint who in those dying saint, her body racked with pain, who in those final fleeting seconds summoned her last ounce of ebbing strength to whisper her sweetest name, Jesus, Jesus. Emperors have tried to destroy it. Philosophies have tried to stamp it out. Tyrants have tried to wash it from the face of the earth with the very blood of those who claimed it. Yet still it stands. And there shall be that final day when every voice that has ever uttered a sound, every voice of Adam's race shall raise in one great and mighty chorus to proclaim the name of Jesus. For in that day every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So you see, it was not mere chance that caused the angel one night long ago to say to a virgin maiden, his name shall be called Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You know, there is something about that name.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees and hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night divine. Oh,
ahead and get the song of invitation together. You know, we're surrounded by lights and decorations every year, but the true meaning of Christmas is Jesus Christ and His birth. We set aside December 25th to celebrate Jesus Christ and His birth. Jesus came to this earth. He took on a robe of flesh, knowing that He was going to die for the people. He was going to die for us, the sinners of the world. He died for us. Now, the best Christmas gift your family can get, the best Christmas gift you will ever get, is being saved. And I pray that if someone here is lost, know that we are in a world that is dangerous. We're in a pandemic. Any time is your time. Your time can be any time. So I pray that if you're lost here, that you soak this in, the true meaning of Christmas. It's the best Christmas gift you'll ever get is salvation. So as they get a song together, I pray that I'm going to pray and you can have your time. But Lord, we thank you, God, for all that you do for us. We thank you for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for us, Lord, to die for our sins. Lord, we don't deserve it, but Lord, you took on that robe of flesh and died for us. Lord, we don't deserve you, but we have the hope. The salvation, we have hope in you, God. Lord, I pray that if anyone here that's lost, Lord, they have the courage to come up here and get saved before it's ever last too late. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can stand. We welcome you to Emory Heights Baptist Church. Tonight, I reckon I'll be bringing the word and be voting after church is what I hear. So just come out and support us, and we'll see what the Lord has for us. So we're going to pray. And any other announcements that need to be made? All right, we'll go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this great morning you gave us, Lord. We thank you for all that you've done for us. Lord, we thank you for coming down and sending us a son, Lord, that we needed the sins to be took care of, Lord, and Jesus took care of them. Lord, He paid our debt. Lord, we thank you for all you've done for us. Thank you for blessing us with a great church family, Lord. Lord, I pray for our preacher as he's out of town, God. Lord, help him and bless him. Lord, I pray for everyone here, God, that everyone be saved, Lord. And if there's one here that's lost, help him realize it's about to be too late. Father, we thank you for all you do for us. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.